All right, on this Monday morning, the Community Foundation of St. Clair County is giving a pretty large gift to the Equity and Inclusion Fund to help bolster philanthropy in communities of color throughout the area. Joining us right now, the current committee chair of the Community Foundation's Equity and Inclusion Committee is the Central Middle School principal, Sean Shackelford. Mr. Shackelford, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. This is a sizable gift, $100,000 in the Equity and Inclusion Fund.
Absolutely. And we are ecstatic over this donation from the Community Foundation. This will give us an opportunity to continue to help minorities in the area tell their stories. And that's what we've been about since we formed the Equity and Inclusion Committee. And so we are very excited about this. And we thank the board members for doing this for us.
A relatively new committee formed in 2019. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that the committee has done.
So what we do is, again, we want to help minorities and, you know, people of color, women, tell their stories through opportunities that we give them in terms of they just apply for grants. We review those grants and we fund them if they meet certain criteria. So just in the last year, we have funded the Sons organization, Mr. Burrell, with a college readiness program at Port Huron High. We, at our last meeting, we helped to fund the Tuskegee Airmen Memorial with a $5,000 grant. And we also hired a consultant last year, Conscient, to help us support women and minority-owned small businesses. So this is a wide-reaching committee in terms of helping students, people of color, and women.
And as you say, to better tell their stories, I'd like you to kind of expand on that a little bit.
Yes. Obviously, you know, there are many people of color and women who they want opportunities. They have talents and skills that they want to be able to expand on, and they just don't have the opportunities. They don't have the money. And so this will allow us to do that. And we have been focusing on, and we're going to continue to focus on five core areas in terms of community, education, health, wealth, and criminal reform. And so trying to find those individuals who would like opportunities to help people in the community, help themselves, really seize upon this opportunity, seize upon this money to make their lives better and make the community better as well.
What kind of challenges has this committee faced this past year with COVID?
Well, the big challenge is not being able to meet in person, and also, you know, just really trying to find those, you know, get money to people who actually need it. A lot of times people don't know that there's money there. And so really making our committee known to everyone so that way they understand that there is money for them to make, you know, to do whatever they need to do in terms of making their lives better.
How do organizations go about seeking those funds? Is there a grant process?
There is a grant process. You can go to the Community Foundation website. There's information there. You can always reach out to me, Kevin Toddy, who's been a phenomenal leader of the Equity and Inclusion. You can always reach out to one of us, and we can walk you through that process.
You mentioned one of the grants this past year was to the Sons organization for their college readiness program. That's really turned out to be a big success for them, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Port Huron High was one of the top 10 schools in the state recognized for increased FAFSA completion. So that's when we started this this effort around this time last year. That was the goal. We wanted to increase the number of students who were completing the FAFSA forms. And obviously, if they're completing it, there's a good chance that they will continue on to secondary, post-secondary education. So that's what we really wanted. So we're very happy to see that happen.
Again, $100,000 from the Community Foundation to the Equity and Inclusion Fund, and it sounds like this money is going to go a long way in our community, isn't it?
It is going to go a long way. We're excited. We started the process of talking about, you know, having a minority philanthropy initiative. So we folded that into the equity and inclusion. And we're really, like I said, we're going to look at those core areas of community, education, health, wealth, and criminal reform. And we're really going to be reaching out to people to grant money in those areas in order to help the community.
All right. Fantastic. Sean, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.